Now, we know Neil Breen as the sports journo from Channel 9. We know him as the EP of the Today program. We know him as a broadcaster on rival radio stations.
I'm surprised he's not running Channel 9. He'll be running the show, sir.
It's only a matter of time, I would have thought. Yeah, very popular with management there. What's less well known about Neil Breen is his involvement with Hart Thoroughbreds, a syndicator, and he'll be active up here at the Magic Millions. Morning, Breeny.
How are you, boys?
Oh, well, you know, up here on the Gold Coast covering the Magic Millions for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. We're okay, Breeny, would you believe?
Yeah, you're steaming. And Dave Stanley loves getting back home to Queensland, as do I, because at the moment I'm not on the Gold Coast. I'm coming down on Friday. I'm up in far north Queensland, Dave, taking the family round. We saw a croc yesterday. We've been out to the
Very good.
Living the dream.
I'm glad you said that, because when you said you were coming down Friday, I was nearly going to have a half blow up because you would be coming up from Sydney. I hate when people do that, but
right,
you said coming down.
Coming down, very good, mate.
Now, Richard Friedman obviously has a strong association with you. He's here, he's spotting. Do you have to just say, curb back, Richie? Because he can get a bit keen with a checkbook, Mr. Friedman.
Yeah, I know, but that's when he's got, like, China Horse Club money. When he's got Hart Thoroughbreds money. look, the Hart Thoroughbreds thing for me is like a hobby. You know, as you said, I'm a journo and I work at Channel 9. I just do it for a bit of fun. And I teamed up with Richard because Richard and I met 25 years ago when he used to bring his horses to Brisbane when I was sports editor of the Courier Mail. For the carnival, the Queensland Winter Carnival. So we became mates. And when he started training again, we got talking and I said I'd be keen to help. But when you want to start selling shares in racehorses beyond your family and friends, you've got to become a syndicator. Otherwise, you're in front of the stewards and you're copping massive fines. So, because it's all very regulated to keep the shysters out. So I really trust Richard. We've bought three together. We bought an all too hard colt. His name's Prince George. He'll win his maiden very soon. We bought a horse by Foxwedge at last year's sales. His name's Go Fox. He's in full training and he's a two-year-old. He's fantastic. And we've got a horse called Hell Sonic that's favourite in race 7 at Musselbrook today, Dave.
Now, do we get on? Do we get the tip?
Look, the hardest thing in racing is winning a maiden and then backing up in a class 1, especially when you're a provincial level horse. They quite often they win maidens, they start favourites. So she's trying to do that, Hell Sonic, even though she's in a benchmark 58. She's a massive chance today at Musselbrook. Like, Richard kept her out of a class 1 at Wyong last Saturday because he had another horse in a race he thought could win it, and it did win Verland. So lucky we didn't go to that race, beaten by a stablemate. There's nothing worse in racing. So anyway, she's a huge chance today. And Jimmy, you've got a horse, haven't you? You've got a Hinchinbrook with Snowden. You're flying.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got the little piece of the tail of King's Trust, the legendary King's Trust, who is 2 stone lighter, now recovering from an injury. And that's not the injury that the horse is recovering. Yeah. But you know, the amount of positivity that is sold to you. Our head syndicator Matthew King said to us, "Look, the bad news is King's Trust is injured. The good news is it's the same injury that Winx had. So that's the positive we found in that." $2.80 is the quote in the paper today. Race 7, number 6 for Hell Sonic. The other one I want to ask about, Breeny, Prince George, you said, wins. When does Prince George run?
Prince George is trialling on Tuesday at Rose Hill next Tuesday. He's fit as a fiddle. His first campaign, we didn't quite get it right. He ran brilliantly in his first race over 1,000. We stepped him up too quickly. He'll be a much better horse this time. Listen to me, I sound like a horse spruiker, but Prince George, he'll do really well this campaign. I'm really confident about him. He's got some high-profile owners, Sam Burgess and Kieran Jack, amongst several others. And Hell Sonic's the rugby league horse. Matt Thompson from Channel 9's in Hell Sonic. Yvonne Sampson, who I have to call Yvonne O'Keefe these days, and her husband Chris O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Now, listen, do yourself a favour, Jimmy and Dave. If you look at Hell Sonic's last win, when she won at Bathurst on the 22nd of December, there's one bloke on the fence in a maroon shirt with a white cap when she crosses the line. There's one bloke on the fence at Bathurst 3 days before Christmas, and he gives fist pumps of the century when she crosses the line, and that's Chris O'Keefe. He's a lunatic.
Ah, very good. I'll tell you what. not good that he's a lunatic, but good that he's there
no,
supporting
us. All right.
Hey, Bruni, with these syndications, is it the old 80-20 rule? Yeah, we're seeing it on Sky Racing now. Is it the old 80-20 rule that you spend 80% of your time with 20% of your people you syndicate to because they're a little bit more high maintenance than others?
You know what? I haven't found that to be true, Jimmy. I've been really lucky because I've got four horses now syndicated, and hopefully that'll be six by the middle of the year because I'm going to try and buy two at the Gold Coast. I've had very few problems with people, and I find the key thing is I've teamed up with two trainers. One's Luke Hilton at Gosford, who's a young guy on the make, and the other's Richard Friedman. It's communication. Yep. Jimmy, you've got a share in King's Trust. You just want to know what's happening with your horse. There's nothing worse
Absolutely.
For an owner when they get a phone call. Hey, how's your horse going? You go, I don't know. You know, my horse is work. It's going to be in a barrier trial. He's going to be aimed at this race. Richard Friedman's a genius at it. He's a fantastic communicator. He's got a good stable. His son, Will, works with him. He's fantastic. Luke Hilton's really good at it too. And I've got, you know, I use a provincial trainer and a city trainer to provide people options. And because horse ownership's difficult, have a look at the prices yesterday. You know what I mean? You want to try and say, oh, mate, we want to get into a Zoo Star. Oh, yeah, well, why don't you take on China Horse Club, who spent $725 on that one and $460 on that one, and then Gay spent $480 on that one. You know, it's very, very difficult to find good horses you can syndicate to people. It's very easy to buy a horse. You can go buy any horse you want, but it's hard to find good ones at a good price that you can sell to people. Because, you know, it is expensive. And everything that's happened in racing in New South Wales, magnificent, the prize money and stuff. But boy, oh boy, it makes it harder, the yearling market.
Exactly, because there's so much confidence in the game at the moment. And that's brilliant. Away from the races, mate, rugby league, the gift that just keeps on giving from a news perspective. Oh, it's just drama filled. You could almost write a write a book about it. The pre-season for you? Yep. Just stepping back. I know you had some holidays and stuff. Have you been? Has it surprised you, or is it sort of you're just used to it now in the great game?
Yeah, actually, this off season, I was expecting it to maybe a little bit less dramatic than last off season. We forget how quickly time flies. This time last year, our heads were spinning because Cooper Cronk had signed with the Roosters, and then the Roosters had sort of got rid of their favourite son, Mitch Pearce, and then he decided not to stay, and he went up to Newcastle. All these things happened. They were massive seismic events in rugby league. Well, this off-season, there were so many things. Like, the Sharks haven't got Shane Flanagan as a coach. That sort of came and went over Christmas. And when the season starts, we'll go, well, Flanagan's out. Here's Wayne Bennett at the Broncos. You know, here's all these different things that have happened. The player movement, it's just absolutely incredible. Like, Jimmy knows my nephew, it doesn't look like my nephew, but my nephew's Moses Mbai, plays for the West Tigers. You know, he finished one season with Ivan Cleary as his coach, and next thing you know, Michael Maguire gets signed up. You know, Michael Maguire was overseas at the time, and so then the new coach turns up at training. They're doing things completely differently, but really enjoying it. So it's happened right across rugby league. It's just been incredible, but it'll never end. Jimmy, you know that, Dave, you watch it, it'll never end. This is just rugby league.
And the other thing about it, Moses Mbai started the season with Dean Pay as his coach, and then he ends with Ivan Cleary, and now he's got Michael Maguire. Yeah. Okay, I'll put you on the spot just before we let you go. Bruni, if you had to pick a premiers right now, who would it be?
I'd have to pick the Roosters. I think Trent Robinson, I know everyone goes on about Bellamy, I think Trent's the best coach in the game. I think he's got that team where he wants them. I think they'll miss Blake Ferguson on the wing because of the metres he made, whether they can replace that.
Yes.
I'd have to say the Roosters. And even though
$4.50 favourite. They have to go to England for the World Club Challenge as well this year, which the Melbourne Storm didn't have to do last year. In the end, they fell one game short. So
hang on. What are you saying? What are you saying like that for?
Because it's very hard to do.
Oh, it is hard to
do. You were just having a crack at... What, get on the plane and go and play a game of football?
Absolutely. It comes back to bite you. It does.
Teams, Dave. They go to England and
turn it up.
They come back. They do. It takes it out of them.
Yes.
Takes it out of them.
Yeah. Oh,
look at the Rabbitohs in 2015.
Yeah. Thank heavens we've got a voice of reason on here, Neil Breen. Unfortunately, we're going to have to let you, the voice of reason, go at the moment because we've got to get to an ad break. Good on you, Bruni. Enjoy the Magic Millions, mate.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Let's hope I don't break the bank over the next few days, which is a fair chance.